Fleffer Simons from the PSA, first up, nearly 10,000 public servants across the MSD, MB, and the Department of Internal Affairs and other agencies are taking strike action, saying government pay offers are failing to keep pace with the cost of living and risking the ability of the public service to retain staff and deliver services. Fleffer Simons, the National Secretary of the PSA. Thanks, Fleur, for joining us again. Tēnā koe.
I'm all in a Dale.
The industrial action is not taken, without due consideration, but it does feel like many workers feel they've been pushed into a corner here. Tell us more about the industrial action and why it's necessary, please, Fleur.
Yeah, you're right. People haven't taken this action lightly. There has been months and months of negotiations for these collective agreements covering 10,000 public servants all over the country. And really, we are not being able to make the progress that these workers and their families need. We are not seeing offers come across the table that reflect the increased cost of living. But also, we are worried about the future of the public service. This is happening in a context where this government has already dismissed thousands of public servants. And if they're re-elected, they're planning to dismiss more. So there is a sort of context as well as the need really for these pay agreements to be settled and to be resolved, and that's what the strike's about.
Okay, so the government's argued it's got to keep a tight rein on public spending. Why do PSA members believe the current pay offers are so unfair then, and what would a reasonable settlement look like? Are they playing hardball constantly? What's the governmental attitude here to what should be a given, that is rising costs of inflation and the like? It should also be married up to wage increases, and obviously it is not. So what are the negotiators for our workers saying about the government's attitude in negotiations?
Well, I think you just have to go back 3 years to when this government was elected. They were elected on the basis they would have a laser-like focus on the cost of living. Christopher Luxon said that again and again. But when it comes to the government's very own workforce, its public servants who serve the government every day, they haven't shown that commitment. They haven't shown anything close to that commitment. We are not seeing even an understanding about the increased cost of living these public servants are facing from the employers and from the government. And really, we've taken stories to the bargaining from public servants which talk about what life is like for them now. Some of them have talked about taking annual leave because they can't afford to put petrol in their car to get to work. These are not high-paid workers. These are ordinary Kiwis struggling to get by, and their wages are determined by the very government who said it was committed to improving the cost of living of New Zealanders. So there's a real disconnect between what this government says when it wants to get elected, when it's on television, when it's talking to New Zealanders, and what these public servants experience at the bargaining table and in their workplace.
What do you think the impact are of staff shortages, of workload pressures, pay restraint? What's that having on service delivery and the morale of kaimahi across the country?
Well, you're right. There is an impact on service delivery. We know that you cannot dismiss the thousands of public servants and health workers that this government has overseen the dismissal of without there being an impact on service delivery. We saw it with MSD, mistakes being made around the winter energy payment, problems with people being able to access basic entitlements to make sure that people are fed in our community. When you cut public services, it's New Zealanders who miss out. And this is just the beginning. We are going to see the impact of these cuts, not only in the short term, but for generations to come. And it does leave the rest of the workforce feeling burnt out. We know that workloads have increased as a result of the cuts. Many of the cuts were made on the basis that three people would be cut down to one person doing the same job. That is just not realistic. And there is an increased sense of burnout among public servants. And that is part of the context in which this strike is taking place. People are saying enough is enough. We cannot have these pay offers that don't respect our need to pay for our basics. And the context around dismissals, around public servants losing their jobs and plans for more to come has impacted in these negotiations.
Thanks very much, Fleur, for chiming in with us this morning. So 10,000 people are going to be on strike. Paul, we will know because they'll be on picket lines on the roads, no doubt. Just take us into which sectors are involved here, what their plans are for tomorrow, please, Fleur.
So it's today. It's today, sorry, it'll be this afternoon. Yes. And it's all over the country. There are rallies for these striking workers to go to. They will be going and assembling at these rally points. They will be having speeches from various politicians, from local politicians, from national politicians. The Labour leader, Chris Hipkins, is addressing the rally in Wellington. I know that there are politicians attending in Christchurch and Auckland as well. And we have had really strong support from the public. They've been contacting the union and saying, what can we do for these workers? Where can we go? How can we come? So on the PSA Facebook page and Instagram is the precise locations of all the different rallies. But look, if people are wanting to be supportive, please just drop us a message and we'll make sure that it gets to the bargaining teams too.
So it's this afternoon right across the country. What time does the action officially start?
The rallies will be at different times across the country, but the most of the strikes will start from 12:30. There's different times for the rallies depending on how long it takes workers to get to the different rallying points. And we've tried to make rallying points close to workplaces so that workers can go to the rally and then carry on with their lives and go and carry on with a strike by going home or, you know, doing whatever they want to do for the rest of that time. But they will be on strike. They will be rallying first. And, yeah, we're expecting really continued strong support from the community because it's been so inspiring to see the energy that's come out for these people already.
Yeah, it comes with risk and cost, doesn't it? Of course, we've got politicians saying that if you're going to strike, you should be docked from your pay. And, of course, you've got managers who'll be looking at which members of staff, in fact, took part in the industrial action. And I'm assuming not all will. Are there some risks to the workers by supporting industrial action, do you believe, Fleur?
Look, strike action is lawful. It's a lawful way to break your employment agreement, and it's a very fundamental right. Workers have the right to withdraw their labour in protest and in opposition to what they're experiencing in their workplace and in New Zealand in collective bargaining. It's a fundamental right to be able to strike, recognised by the ILO, the International Labour Organization, the United Nations. People will have their pay docked. They are taking a sacrifice to make a stand. But that's the clear message we've had from members. They do want to take that sacrifice. They do want to take that stand. And they are mindful that they're doing it not just for themselves and their families, but they're standing up for public services that they see are under attack, they see are not properly supported. And I've spoken to a lot of these public servants, and that's a really clear message that they've given us. Yes, it's about them and their families, but there's also something more fundamental at stake here about the role of the public service in New Zealand, its importance and the context in which we're operating in right now.
Thank you for joining us this morning. If the government and agencies don't move on pay and conditions, what are the next steps for the PSA? And are you concerned about the long-term consequences for attracting and retaining skilled public servants?
Yeah, we need to see improved offers. We need to see that the government and the employers will listen to the strikes and come to the table with an improved offer. And we're not ruling out further and escalating industrial action if that doesn't take place. And you're right, this is actually about retaining absolutely critical public servants who do really important work and retaining their experience, their skills and these people, and making sure that we can attract future public servants into the public service because it is a valuable place to work, it is important work and it is properly paid. And yeah, there's a lot more at stake than just this one particular industrial dispute today.
Tēnā koe, always wonderful to have a cordial with you. Thanks so much for sharing some time with our peeps again today. Look forward to another cordial soon.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Fleur Fitzsimons with us today, the Secretary of the PSA Service Association, that industrial action on today. So don't be surprised if you see picket lines, placards and kaimahi on the streets.